the state-of-the-art in solid-state relays. OnlineComponents.com has sponsored this post. To control high-power electrical devices, you will need a relay. Relays are electrically operated switches that control high-power loads, typically currents of 10 A or higher, with low-power signals, typically 3 to 32 volts DC. For example, a 5 volts microcontroller output can be used to toggle a 2,400 watts load, 240 volts, and 10 A. There are two common types of relays, electromechanical relays, EMRs, and solid-state relays, SSRs. In this article, we'll look at the differences between these two types of relays in order to understand the advantages and applications of SSRs. The difference between EMRs and SSRs. Electromechanical relays are robust, but they are slower than solid-state relays. EMRs use coils, magnetic fields, springs, and mechanical contacts to switch a supply. Their operation time is from 5 to 15 milliseconds, which is too slow for many applications. Furthermore, as their design includes moving parts, they have a shorter lifespan than SSRs. Solid-state relays perform the same function as electromechanical relays, with the main design difference being that SSRs do not have any moving parts. SSRs are made up of semiconductors such as silicon-controlled rectifiers, SCRs, triodes for alternating current, triacs, and switching transistor outputs instead of mechanical contacts. SSRs support both AC and DC current switching and provide complete electrical isolation between input and output contacts. They also have a very low resistance when conducting and a very high, almost infinite, resistance when not conducting. SSRs can provide a wide range of current, from microamps to hundreds of amps, making them suitable for a variety of applications. To explore the advantages of solid-state relays, we'll look at the Sensata Cridom Nova 22 series of SSRs. Developed by Sensata Technologies, Nova 22 SSRs provide extremely high power density in a 22.5 mm wide package, 35A for DIN rail mount and 95A for panel mount package. The advantages of solid-state relays. Compared to electromechanical relays, solid-state relays are much faster. SSRs are also much smaller than EMRs of similar specifications. Because they contain no moving parts, SSRs are not subject to contact wear and therefore have a longer lifespan than EMRs. However, they are vulnerable to overloads. Since the operation of SSRs does not involve sparking, they are suitable for use in combustible environments. SSRs are also resistant to other environmental conditions such as mechanical shocks and vibration, humidity, and external magnetic fields. They also feature completely silent switching. One of the main advantages of SSRs is zero crossover switching, which allows SSRs to switch off AC loads when the sine load current is zero. This eliminates issues such as arcing, electrical noise, and contact bounce associated with electromechanical relays and inductive loads. Solid-state relays use SCRs and triacs as switching devices, which tend to open AC circuits only at zero current. Once the input signal is removed, the switching devices continue conducting until the current drops below its threshold value, as illustrated above. In this way, SSRs will never switch off a load in the middle of a sine wave peak. This is very important for inductive loads, otherwise, large voltage spikes can appear. How do solid-state relays work? Solid-state relays typically include an output device, SCR, triac, or transistor, that is optically coupled to a light source. The relay operation is triggered by illuminating the LED with a low voltage DC signal. An optoisolator or optocoupler is an essential component of the SSR. It contains an LED which is connected to the SSR's input and a photosensitive device. SSR activation is performed by applying a low voltage signal to its input. The LED is energized by the current passing through it, and the LED light is focused through the gap to the output device, transistor or triac, which triggers it to turn on. The optocoupling isolation, the beam of light, provides high voltage isolation between input and output. The input of the SSR can include a simple current limiting resistor in series with the LED, as well as complex circuits including rectifiers, regulation and protection, and filtering. The signal voltage can be applied to the input by using a mechanical switch, a logic gate, or a microcontroller. The SSR output can be connected to both AC and DC loads. DC SSRs usually use power transistors, MOSFETs, and AC SSRs use triacs, back-to-back thyristors, with high voltage and current capabilities, or a single thyristor together with a bridge rectifier. There are three basic types of SSRs, depending on their particular input circuit. Read relay coupled SSRs. A control signal is applied directly to the read relay coil. The read switch operation triggers the thyristor switch. Transformer coupled SSRs. A low power transformer triggers the thyristor switch when it senses AC current. When a DC input signal is used, a DC-AC converter is used before the transformer. The transformer design determines the input-output SSR configuration. Photocoupled SSRs, a control signal illuminates a light source, LED, or an infrared source. An output photosensitive device, such as a triac, turns on and switches the load. The beam of light is the only coupling path that runs between the input and output in the SSR. The isolation between input and output is provided through opto-coupling. NOVA 22 solid-state relays. Solid-state relays are most convenient if they offer a wide range of connections. The NOVA 22 series of SSRs provides a versatile solution with DIN rail and panel mount options, relay or contactor terminal configurations, screw or spring cage plug-in input terminals, standard or elevator screws, and the optional use of ring terminals. It is also important that SSRs are tested for shock and vibration resistance for applications that will expose them to harsh mechanical conditions. NOVA 22 is tested and approved for up to 50 grams and 500 Hz shock and vibration resistance per IEC 60068-2. NOVA 22 solid-state relays provide a number of other important features for SSRs, including high current ratings up to 95A at 600 VAC, built-in overvoltage transient protection, good thermal performance as the rating depends on temperature, uses DBC substrate, LED input status indicator, IP20 touch safe housing, protected against solid objects up to 12 millimeters, for example, a person's fingers, AC or DC control voltage options, high isolation, 4,000 VAC optical isolation. Because of their versatile features, the NOVA 22 SSRs are suitable for a diverse range of uses, especially for applications that require higher levels of reliability. NOVA 22 SSRs are well suited for demanding applications, including plastic machinery, pumps, packaging equipment, HVAC equipment, agricultural machinery, railway vehicles, lighting, heating, refrigeration, food processing equipment, and more. For more information about the high-power NOVA 22 solid-state relays, visit online components.com.